Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, hey, John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. Welcome, everybody, to the show tonight. Of course, we have David Fitzpatrick and our friend Gary Tannen, who's going to be on tonight. We're going to be talking about a new release that they've been working on, Parachutes and Hurricanes. And want to let everybody know all the information's right there that you're looking at. Gary had sent it over today. What we did was cut it and paste it, laid it in place, and everything that you see there is all the up-to-date information. So we want to make sure that you check out the information that's there. And you can go to Gary's information and Patrick's or David's information and have a really good look at what these guys are doing. And let's bring everybody on. Hey, guys, how you doing? Gary, David.
How you doing,
hey, John? How you doing?
All right, man. Pleasure to have you guys on the show. And
thank
we'll start
you for
out with
up.
Gary. Yeah, it's a good thing, man. Anytime you can get some great music out of Gary and a new person in our lives like yourself, David, it's a good day. So, Gary, tell us a little bit about Parachutes and Hurricanes and how it evolved on your end, and then we'll move into David.
Sure. Thanks again. I echo what David said. Thank you again for your hospitality and having us on. Parachutes and Hurricanes has been a project that David and I started, over 3 years ago with working on a couple of songs just to flesh out whether we could work together. And over that period of time, there were fits and starts because of scheduling and musicians. And ultimately, for me as a producer, generally, when I think of projects taking a long time, I'm usually on the end of saying, oh, I see, it didn't really work out that well. You know, for most cases, the longer you work on something, the more watered down it becomes. But I've got to say, this is the first time in my career of over 40 years that I've had the experience where after 3 years, this thing completely surprised me, and I think David as well. And it looks like the media has just been overwhelmingly like, wow. And I'm going, wow, you can always be taught new tricks, right? David spent a lot of time working and rewriting, songs as we'd come into the studio. And a lot of this stuff, as you'll hear from David, was kind of sketched out without lyrics. Mm-hmm. And there were some songs that were completed, but most of the stuff that we were involved with was kind of written in real time here in the studio. So it was a really wow, refreshing way to work. David's trust in the process and in me to be able to make this happen, because there was no way to finally ultimately realize what the final product was going to be. Usually, like I say, working on things over a period of time, it becomes disconnected. And this thing has just completely found as if it had a life of its own and gotten there some special way. And the material speaks to, and David can talk to this too, that, you know, some really trying, difficult times in David's life and in encompassing that in the writing and being able to come up with ways of hopefully dealing in hope, which is something we can all use, and not only people in recovery, but anybody in general. And it speaks to that wider kind of hopeful wisdom, you know, that maturity. As you get older, you say, wow, I really see the value of having gone through X, Y, and Z. And here I am on the other side, and boy, I can still revel in the greatness of the event. And that's what I think this record does such a great job of doing.
Great stuff. David, as we start to talk here this afternoon, did you find that writing the way that you did, like kind of going into the studio and just kind of like letting it happen, was that more of something new for you, or is that something that you have always done?
Yeah, you know, for the most part it was. You know, like I say, the beauty of the album is it was written in real time. I've always been kind of an odd writer, and Gary's helped me out to understand that that's the way I'm going to be. I've never spent, you know, more than for the actual core of the song, I've never spent more than 5-10 minutes on it. I'm very, very lose attention, shall we say, and move on to something, move on to another song or something else. And we kind of went with that. So I knew what they were about. I know in my mind what they're about and the core of it. But a lot of it, you go into Gary's and things would change. I mean, Gary put direction to it and used that writing to my advantage, used that way of writing to my advantage. And most people that I talk to that are writers, they can't believe I do it that way. But I'm not one of these who can sit and just write it. You know, it just doesn't work that way for me. I'll write 10 at a time. But you know what they're about. You know what you want to get across. And like I say, the fun thing about the album is that it's there's no other better word for it. It was written in real time. There's times I went down there thinking, you know, I'm in a world of hurt with this guy. You know, I have nothing. And but it never worked out that way. That was nothing for about 5 or 10 minutes. And thinking that it was maybe a waste of time. And bam, stuff would start happening. You know, and we'd basically talk about things going on. There was a lot going on. You know, with me, with my father passing away, taking care of my mom, other situations, you know, that were just going on, nothing unbelievably, unusually dramatic, basically, you know, things that everybody goes through, you know, and the next thing you know, wham, it started coming through. So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to do it that way.
Do you feel like it's a blues album across the board, or what is your feel on it?
To me, it felt like a concept album. When I went to Gary, I really, the band was pretty slow at the time, and I wanted to make something and not worry so much about playing out. I wanted to explore into arrangements. I wanted to explore into using different instruments, and I worried less about, you know, the actual having the rock songs that are built for a band. And more, let's just make something. I kept calling it. I said, I want it to be my Sgt. Pepper's. You know, time is going. You know, and sure. I'm not getting younger, and I want to make something of mine, something that's a little more involved. And Gary was the best person to go to. He had mastered my album beforehand, and I had talked to him and said, look, I want something that somebody else touches. I want something that somebody else takes the reins on how it sounds. Somebody to really sit and take these songs apart. I used to be a believer in, well, you know, you get that when you're younger that, well, if it doesn't, you know, you take it the way it comes out, that's art. Well, Gary helped me to realize that all my heroes out there have taken their songs and have worked on them and have taken them apart after the initial core writing, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's how you make it professional. That's how you make it real. You know, you treat it like some people have told me, you treat it like a child. You treat it like a child. You're bringing up a child. You get it the way you want it to be, and be as honest about it when you're doing it, you know. And it turned out with this one. It really did. I'm really proud of it, and I can't wait to start on another one.
Here you go, folks. David Fitzpatrick, Parachutes and Hurricanes. Tell us about Long Way Down, because we're going to play that on the way out. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, Long Way Down, to me, when it first started, I had the actual hook itself was about all I really had except for a couple verses. That was kind of it's semi-personal, you know, it was a kind of a feeling I had at the time. Look, you have to take some leaps of faith. Sometimes things don't work out. You can't be afraid of that, you know. You know, there's consequences for it. And, you know, a lot of the fear of the unknown and still, it goes into the whole feeling that I had throughout the whole album is that, you know, you have these feelings about stuff, but you're not alone. You know, they're looking back up at you going, yeah, we understand. It's a long way down from here. You know, taking that leap, you know.
Yeah. Okay. And is there possible, I was just going to mention, if to you and me, John, where we come from, and certainly from the angle of recovery, when David brought this song, my first thought was, you know, when we started working on the lyrics here, right, and the melody would change and different aspects of it, I'm thinking, oh my God, this could have been written by anybody from the recovery community, because we all, it's a global thing, but we're all there with the people on the bottom of the cliff, right, cheering us on and saying, come on, you can make the leap, you can make the leap. And you're sitting there going, oh, my God, I'm here by myself. I don't know. I can't do it. I can't do it. I know they're telling me they're going to catch me, but I don't know. And that song to me is that whole process. And you revel in the feeling of actually having been able to jump off that cliff. It feels like when the song's done, you made the leap. And it feels great, you know, because, yeah, you know, it's like jumping into a dark ocean. If there's nothing to catch you on the other side and there's no light, you take a leap of faith that you're going to be caught. But out of that comes this amazing strength. It's like, wow, you mean
Right, yes, yes, very much.
And by me just being able to let go and trust, something great happened.
That's hey, listen, that's the daily walk, man. And here's
right,
the
exactly.
here's the reality of, you know, when you look at music as far as the rockers and recovery aspect of it, or the recovery aspect of it. Every writer I've ever met before coming into recovery or being in recovery is human first. So, you know, when you're writing as a writer, you're a human being, and you're writing as a human being. The factor that you're in recovery from cancer or recovery from alcoholism, it just happens to be something that you've learned what you're talking about, that, you know, there is faith and you have that process. And it looks like David has gone through his own trials and tribulations to be able to come out the other end with his own understanding of having blind faith.
Exactly. And, you know, you get to a point, a lot of this album, too, is you get to that point, there's almost a freedom. There's almost a real freedom when you get to the point where you have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain from moving forward no matter what. And there is a sense of, you know, it sounds like a sense of desperation, but desperation in some ways can be freedom, because your inhibitions are gone, because you have nothing to lose. It has reached that point, and you have very little to lose but to go forward. And I think that's a driving factor. And, you know, that's the whole idea, but it's a long way down from here. Well, yeah, it is for all of us.
It's funny because, you know, rock bottom means differently to everybody for any different thing.
Right.
You can hit rock bottom for, you know, anything, you know, if something's taking you to the cleaners, sooner or later, if you hit rock bottom, you just realize that, you know, you either got to let go or get dragged. You know what I mean?
Right. And you get
hopefully,
to the point where you got to do it for you.
Right. Hopefully. But John and I, we both know of lots of situations where you can't understand why somebody finally got there and they still didn't make that choice. And
correct.
That's the saddest thing. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what makes the difference in the mental and neurological part of what we deal with, Gary, from, you know, the other aspects of it. So
That
being said, what I want to do is I want to play Long Way Down. Before we do that, David, if you could tell everybody where they can find this and where they can find you to be able to find it, would be great.
Yes, well, you can always order it from us through Facebook. Right now it's available on iTunes, via iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, a lot of different avenues, you know, to get the physical copy or to get the download. Obviously iTunes and all of them would have the download also, and we have the physical CD also, which is coming out, and it will be available through all those outlets. Anybody want
very
to get
cool.
a hold of me, they're more than welcome to go to Dave Fitzpatrick Band Facebook, leave me a message on there. We're hopefully going to get some orders that way if anybody wanted any autographed and whatnot. So plenty of avenues, and I'm sure plenty more will be advertised as we go along.
Sounds good. And you guys, I reserve the right to bring you back, so as it starts to progress, we can bring you back and talk
oh,
about
yeah.
it some more.
Oh, yeah, sure. You betcha.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, Gary's a great guy. Puts a lot of time and effort into knuckleheads like me sometimes, and most importantly, he carries a great message of hope. And, you know, anything we can do to be able to help support musicians, we're here to do it. So I want to thank you both for being on the show tonight. And we look forward to, like I said, having you back. We'll find out more. And, Gary, I hope you're doing well. We love you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, God bless. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, John.
David,
appreciate
thank you, brother.
It.
Yeah,
bet.
Man. Bye-bye.
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 All right, guys. Here you go. David Fitzpatrick. And Parachutes and Hurricanes. And this is song 2 off the new album, Long Way Down.
That rainbow's end, is it hovering just beyond the ledge? I swear I'd reach out and grab, but I'm scared I'd hang from the smallest thread. Promise takes you to the very edge, and it's a long way down from here. It's a long way down from here. And all those faces looking up so scared, saying it's a long way down from there. Catch it right. There's something, Lord, there's something on the other side. They reach their warning hands, but the canyon is deep and wide. That leap of faith can leave you blinded in the night. A long way down from here. It's a long way down from here. Darling's face is looking up so scared, saying it's a long way down from there. Come on down.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.